AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A neighborhood in New York City has been scarred for life. AP correspondent Michael Balsamo reports a car plowed into a group of trick-or-treaters last night, killing two adults and a 10-year-old girl.
It appears, based on the information we have from the police, that a driver of a Dodge Charger had careened into this group of pedestrians while they were on a sidewalk and then smashed through a fence in front of a home in the Bronx. The car is left teetering on a brick wall in front of that house.
Four people, including the driver and a 3-year-old child, were injured in the crash. A search team equipped with sonar will attempt today to identify wreckage of a large ship on the bottom of the Bahamas. AP correspondent Bill Cormier reports the ship is believed to be the El Faro, a cargo ship that disappeared October 1st during Hurricane Joaquin.
The experts will send down a deep ocean vehicle, a remotely operated vehicle, to survey the area. Mind you, this is in 15,000 feet of water. The key here is to survey the debris field, determine whether or not it is indeed El Faro, and try to recover an all-crucial data recorder that might help determine why the ship went missing.
An investigation is underway into the deadly crash of a Russian passenger jet in Egypt, killing all 224 people on board. The Royals had the right elements last night when they beat the Mets 5-3 in the fourth game of the World Series. That observation after the game by Mets manager Terry Collins.
You know, it was one of those nights where the middle of the stymied in the middle of the lineup. They pitched good, and but we certainly, you know, anybody that can give me the answers of why we're not hitting in certain situations, I'd like to hear them.
Kansas City can win its first World Series in 30 years with a win tonight. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is releasing a plan to improve health care and other services for veterans.
Trump spoke in front of the battleship USS Wisconsin in Norfolk, Virginia.
The Trump plan will decrease wait times, improve health care outcomes, really improve them, and facilitate a seamless transition from service into civilian life.
Trump says he wants to transform the VA to meet the needs of the 21st century. And for those at the VA not doing their best for veterans,
as I've said and done very well with it, you're fired.
Trump did not provide specifics, but overall he said his changes would cost less than the system now in place. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hillary Rodham Clinton has picked up endorsements from another major labor group, the International Longshoremen's Association, and a longtime ally of Vice President Joe Biden. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.